Okay, let's get started. Welcome to week 4. Okay, right, I need you to be quiet. Are you ready? Nothing. Okay, let's get started. Today, we're going to begin today with a new subject, which is education. Okay, we're going to look at a new subject, which is education. The PowerPoint for the beginning I will put online on the internet this weekend, all the PowerPoint. But of course, what I say is more than what is in the PowerPoint. So, education. Well, education in Britain. Education in Britain is very different from in France. First of all, you will be a little surprised, I think, to know that in England, private schools are much less important than in France. In England, 7% of children go to private schools, and in France, it's 20% or something. The reason is very simple. In England, private schools are extremely expensive, because the parents must pay the salaries of the teachers, the buildings, and everything. Whereas in France, many private schools, the salary of the teachers is paid by the government. Okay, so education, of course, is very expensive. £79 billion, 79 milliards de livres en 2009. Ça fait beaucoup de Big Mac. Okay, very, very expensive, but of course, for every country, the education is very important, because if you want the best factories, the best scientists, you must have education. So, welcome to education. Rather unusually, the system of education in England is different from the system in Scotland, and different again from the system in Northern Ireland. This is rather unusual. In France, we have a very centralized education system. Everything is decided in Paris. In England, we have a big difference between Scotland and England, and also many differences between the different regions. This is very typical for Britain. Britain is not so centralized as France. This has advantages and disadvantages. Scotland, we will look more at Scotland in a few weeks' time, but at the very beginning, when Scotland and England joined together to make the United Kingdom, the Scottish elite had conditions. We want a separate Scottish education system. We want a separate Scottish legal system, and that is the situation today. So, in England, it is divided between state-funded schools. Vous rappelez peut-être, on peut pas dire public schools, parce que c'est un autre sens. Les écoles publiques, c'est state-funded schools. Fund money, state-funded. The money comes from the government. State-funded schools, 90% of children go to state-funded schools, and 7% of children go to privately owned schools, which you can also call fee-paying. You must pay. What you pay to a school, if you are rich, you pay fees. Fees is the money you pay to a school or a doctor or a lawyer. Fees. It's money. So, fee-paying privately owned schools. Now, people who support private schools, people who think they are a good thing, they say independent schools. Yeah. If you go to a private school in England and you say, do you like your private school? They will say, oh, not private school, independent school. It's the polite expression for a private school, okay? And also, the most expensive and the most prestigious of the private schools we call public schools. Bizarre, there you are. C'est parce qu'ils étaient ouverts, ils sont très très vieux, et ils étaient ouverts à tous les riches et pas seulement aux prêtres. Donc ils étaient des écoles publiques dans ce sens-là. And that's why we have this expression, public schools, which means private schools. And here you have a little picture of a typical English child. Now, I have to go back in history a little bit. Secondary education became free in 1945. After the Second World War, there were many important reforms. Free hospitals, free doctors, free classes, free dentists, free education at secondary level. Big, big reforms, which were accepted by the elites because the economy was in very good condition. Vous parlez en français des Trente Glorieuses, on dit en anglais the post-war boom. And in 1945, they established an education system based on selection. Everybody went to the same school when they were little, and when you were 11 years old, everybody takes an exam, an IQ test, an intelligence test. And they divided the pupils up at 11 years old into different kinds of secondary schools. 25% went to the grammar schools, littéralement des écoles de grammaire. In the grammar schools, you learn French, Latin. Of course, everybody learns mathematics and English. And in the grammar schools, you learn French, Latin, history. And you might go to university. It's possible to go to university afterwards. The majority of people went to another school called the Secondary Modern School. And in the Secondary Modern School, you learned mathematics and English, okay, but also the girls, you must learn cooking and sewing. Yeah? Very important if you're going to be a housewife. And the boys, you learn woodwork and metalwork. Because the idea is you will probably go into a working class manual job.